Today's shiur is the Masechta Bava Basra on Daf Samach Ches. We will begin on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis, 7 lines from the bottom of the Amud, with the Gemara following the Mishnah. We learned in yesterday's Mishnah, if someone sells a merchatz, according to the Bach and the Rashbam, the Girs in the Mishnah was Beis HaMerchatz. We also learned from the Rashbam, based on a Tosefta, Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Yud Amud Beis, that the merchatz, or the Beis HaMerchatz, consisted of 3 rooms. There was a beginning room, an entryway, where people would come in dressed, and then they would enter into the middle room, where they would disrobe and prepare themselves for the bath, and then they would go into the most inner room where the actual merchatz took place. Now the Tosefta is not goyris beis merchatz, but merchatz alone. And yet the Tosefta in the 3rd line of the Mishnah, which the Rashbam brings down, the Tosefta states that hamoichres hamerchatz mocher batim hapnimiyim ubatim achitzoyim. Our Mishnah is speaking about where somebody wrote a shtar and sold a merchatz to the lekeach. And again, as we've had in all the Mishnayos in this parak, he didn't specify exactly what went into this merchatz or this base hamerchatz. So there's no question that the 3 rooms, the outer room, the middle room, the inner room, where the actual merchatz, the bath itself took place, was situated, those 3 rooms are certainly part of the merchatz, even if he didn't specify each of these 3 rooms. That there's no question on. What our Mishnah discusses is what about other rooms, closets, and things that are metaltalin, that are movable, are they included as well? The Gemara begins, Tana Rabbanan, the Rabbanan taught in a Braisa, HaMoichres HaMerchatz, here again the Braisa that the Gemara quotes does not call it Beis HaMerchatz, it merely calls it Merchatz, but from the Tosefta we see that the Merchatz is the same as tantamount to Beis HaMerchatz, and it includes the 3 rooms that we discussed in the Hakdama of the Mishnah. So if you're selling this Merchatz Stam, Machar as Beis HaNesorin. Now, what is Beis HaNesorin? Nesorin means boards. What were the boards used for? Various pshatim and the Rishonim. We will only mention 3 of the pshatim, although there are more. The first one that we will discuss is the Rabbeinu Gershom, who approximately 20 lines down from the bottom of the Rabbeinu Gershom, he says, we'll learn it inside, Beis HaMerchatz Shalehen Hoyasui Me'avni Shash was made of marble, there was a fire that was burning underneath, and as it was warming up the hot water that went into the bath, so the marble itself became very hot. They would put boards on the floor, the marble floor, so that the people who were bathing would be able to stand on these boards, and they would not burn their feet from the intense heat that the hot water caused the marble. So that's the pshat of Rabbeinu Gershom. Tosfos here, the bottom Tosfos, Divrei Maaseh Mocher, says near Luri, Dahainu Nesorim Shemachasim Ben Hasachamim, that these were boards that would be put over the hot water to retain the heat of the hot water of the bath. And the Rashbam adds a 3rd pshat, and that is that in order that people should not, for hygienic reasons, their feet should not pick up germs and get dirty, so there were boards, as we have in many mikvois today, there are boards on the floor, so people do not step on the floor itself. So these boards, the Rashbam tells us, were taken away after the bath was used, and they were stored in a bias. Now the word bias here means a closet. So says the Braisa, Hamoichres HaMerchatz, Mochar as Beis HaNesorin. The closet in which the Nesorim are stored, that is included in the sale, as the Rashbam explains, with all the clauses that we're going to learn about in our Gemara here from the Brisa. The Rashbam says two lines from the bottom of the Rashbam in our Amid, V'chol hani batim mechabri l'beis hamerchatz. All of these clauses were attached to the beis hamerchatz. So they're not movable. If they're not movable, they're bottled to the beis hamerchatz, and they, of course, are included in the sale, even if the moicher and the lekeach did not specify that in the shtar. So mochar is based on the sorin. Ves beis hayekimin. What is beis hayekimin? So the Rashbam has two pshat, and we will learn the pshat that these were turbans that were wrapped around the bather's head to protect him from the intense heat. And after these towels were used, either the used towels or the new towels, they were stored in this base of Eloy's. Base how you come in. And then there's base as a follow, the closet of the basins that were used for the water. There's base of Eloy's, the closet where the towels were stored. All of these closets are sold together with the base of Merchatz. Avoloi, and now we're going to use the gears of the Bach in the next few words. Avoloi es anesoran atzmon. Veloi es yikomen atzmon. Veloi es asafolam atzmon. Veloi es avilois atzmon. However, the boards and the turbans and the basins and the towels themselves, which are metaltalin, even though their whole use is specific for the base hamerchatz, we would have thought that they're included. Kamash Mlan, that since they're metaltalin, they're nidi, they're movable, you can take them from one place to the other. So if I sold you a base hamerchatz, you're going to have to supply your own towels and your own turbans and your own boards and your own basins. That is not part of the deal. It doesn't go along with the base hamerchatz. Continues the Mishnah, two lines from the bottom of the Amud. Ubizman sha'amr loy, he v'chol mashu v'toicha. But if it was stated, the moicher told the lekeach, and this was stated in the shtar, I'm selling you the beis hamerchatz and everything that's contained within it, harei kula mechurin. Then everything that we listed in the Mishnah, besides the closets, all the portable metaltalin, the basins and the boards and the towels and the turbans, all of these things are included in the sale. Continues the Mishnah. Ubenkach, whether you wrote this terminology in the shtar or not, namely, these words, v'chol mashbetoicha, everything that's in it, that only includes the metaltalin, which are miyuchad, they're specified for usage in the beis hamerchatz. But whether you wrote this term or not, you did not include, even with the term of kol mashu b'toicha, you did not include loy macha loy es habarichos hamesapkes loy mayim bein, as we turn to samaches amid aleph, b'mois hachama u b'mois hagishamim. So the pshat is that we're going to now learn about items, either movable or not movable, but the difference between the items we're going to learn now and the first part of the Mishnah is that these items are not miyuchat. They're not primarily their purpose for the Beis HaMerchatz. They might be, as the Lashna Rishbam is, purta. They might have a little usage for the Beis HaMerchatz, but not a total usage as the first items. Therefore, even if you wrote Kol Mashu B'Toicha, you would not include Berichos. Berichos are water reservoirs, because the Einachanami, water reservoirs supply water to the base of Merchatz, but he also uses water reservoirs, will go to other uses. It'll go to, for his field, it'll go to help him cook food. It won't just go for the base of Merchatz. So then, even if you wrote Kol Mashu B'Toicha, it will not include it. Now, the Mishnah says, you know what's not included? Water reservoirs, brichos, hamesapkos loy mayim, which supply him water. And now, the Mishnah adds, bein b'mois hachama u'b'mois hagishamim. The gears of the Bach is, bein b'mois hachama u'bein b'mois hagishamim. So, the Rashbam, I'm not sure if the Rashbam has the same gears as the Bach. It could be the Rashbam has the gears of U b'moisek shamim, which the U meaning or in the moisek shamim. Why? Because the Rashbam learns, the top Rashbam, bein b'moisek shamim, shehein mu'otin. In other words, if it's used, oh, this is the Chiddush. If it's used in the Maisik Shaman where there's a lot of water in the reservoir, so then it makes sense that the reservoir is a separate entity. It's not sold together with the Merchatz. However, b'moisach hamo, if this reservoir was only used b'moisach hamo, so then it has very little water, because the water is supplied by the rainfall. There's very little rain in b'moisach hamo. So then I would have thought perhaps this structure is batel, since there's only a little water, it's batel to the base of Merchatz. It is included in the sale, kamash malan, that even water, that even a reservoir that has water only from the Yemaisa Chama, that is not included in the Mechira. So learns the Rashbam. However, the Shita Mekabetz brings from the Taisus HaRosh that he learns Bein B'Yemaisa Chama, U'B'Yemaisa Shamim, and B'Yemaisa Shamim, meaning that it's used a whole year round. And what the Shita says, B'Shem the Taisa Rosh, is that, let's say, for example, it would only be used in the Moisak Shamim. So then it would not be, according to the Taisa Rosh, then it would be included. The Mishnah is trying to tell you, not like the Rishbam, the Chiddush is in B'Moisak Chama, that even though there's only a little water, I would have thought it's part of the Beis HaMerchatz Kamash Mal, it's not. The Mishnah is saying that the only time the Beis HaMerchatz does not include the reservoir is only if it's such a reservoir that's used a whole year round. Then it's a separate entity. But in fact, if it's only used partially during the year, let's say it's only used during the Maisak Shabim, then it, Einachanami, would be bottled to the base of Merchatz. That's the pshat of the Shita and the Tosfos HaRosh. Since it's used the whole year round, B'Moisak Chama and B'Moisak Shabim, the whole year round, then it's a chashiv, it's a separate entity, it's not included in the sale. Continues the Mishnah. You know what's not included in the sale as well? V'loy Beis Kinnis HaEitzim. Wood itself, let's say wood stored there in the base of Merchatz, in a shed, in an office, in a warehouse area. So wood itself, as the Rashbam explains, is not used primarily only for heating, making a fire for the base of Merchatz. Wood has many functions. So it is not included. Just like the wood is not included in the sale, so the closet where the room is stored is also not included. And even if you would write in, Kol Mashu B'Toicha, it doesn't include it. V'im Omar Loi Beis HaMerchatz V'chol Tashmishov Ani Moichloch. But what happens if he says, the Beis HaMerchatz and all its accessories I am selling to you, then Kulon Mechurin, then everything is sold. Then all the Metaltalin are sold that we learned in the first part of the Mishnah, and all these offices, these closets are sold, and everything is sold, because tashmisha is accessories. That's such an all-inclusive terminology that it'll include everything. Metaltalin, non-metaltalin, miyuchad, things that are like a turban that's miyuchad for the base of Merchatz, wood that's not miyuchad, a closet of wood that's not miyuchad only for the base of Merchatz. Once I use that terminology called tashmisha, it includes everything. However, as we're going to see later in the Gemara, There's one other condition, and that is it has to be written ve'elin mitzarnau. We've had this terminology before. He has to show the boundaries of the Beis HaMerchatz, and inside the boundaries that he indicated in the shtar will be these closets. Then, with the terminology of a kol tashmishov, if you have those two conditions together, then we say that it's sold, and we don't say it's mitzorim hirchav loy. We had this war before, a few dafim before, that mitzorim, maybe he just exaggerated on the boundary. He wasn't really selling him everything that's within the boundary. It was an exaggeration. So we don't say that. But when don't we say that? When do we say that everything's included? That's if he wrote down, these are the boundaries, and in fact, in the boundaries that he designated, these closets were within the boundaries. Plus, he wrote, kol tashmisha v'ani marchalach, then it would be included. And now the Gemara says the story. Hahud amal lechavri, a person said to his friend, beis habad v'chol tashmisha v'ani marchalach. He said it and it was written in the shtar. I'm selling you an olive press, the building of an olive press, and all the tashmish, all the accessories I'm selling to you. Haviyahanu chanvosa ibroi. There were stores that were outside the Beis Habad. And the Rashbam explains that these stores were used primarily to sell wine and bread. Before they made the oil, it was made from sesame seeds, so they would spread out the sesames. It was spread out in these stores. But the primary function of the store was to sell bread and wine. So the Moicher Tainit, I didn't sell you these stores. The Lekeach Tainit, yes you did. Also Lekameh to Rabbi Yosef. They came to a din tire in front of Rabbi Yosef. Amar Lehi, Lehu, so Rabbi Yosef said to them, Tanino, we learned in the Brisa, Im Amar Beis HaMechetz V'chol Tashmishu V'ani Marcholach, Harei Kulam Mechurit. So he paskin, that since this Lashon was put into the Shtar, this includes everything. Amalei Abaye. So Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, Atani Rabbi Chiya Ein Kulam Mechurit. Rabbi Chiya learned that in this case, it's not Kul Mechurit, even if he wrote Kol Tashmishu. So how do we reconcile this? El Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, this is the way we reconcile. Chazina we see. E Amale Beis Abad V'Kol Tashmishu. The E limits are now, if he puts in these extra words, that these are the boundaries like we spoke out before, and in fact these offices, closets or stores are all within the boundaries, and he wrote Kol Tashmishiv as well, then Kani, then the Lekeach is Kaida. The Eloi Loi Kani, and if he did not put in the extra terminology of Kol Tashmishiv, and also the extra terminology of the Elei Mitzor now, that these are the Mitzorim, these are the boundaries, the Gvulim, and if he didn't write that in, then it is not included. The Rashbam brings down another pshat, before, around 10 lines before it gets wide, Lashon Acher, Kasuv B'Svarim, and according to them, they have a different girsa in the Gemara. Their girsa is, if he wrote, Beis Abad, V'chol Tashmishav, V'ilim Itzer Now, Loikani. Our girsa is Kani. Their girsa was Loikani. What's the pshat? So the Rashbam explains, because if he wrote it in that sequence, he put the words Ilim Itzer Now at the end of the phrase, then we say the boundaries goes back to the Beis Abad. It does not go back to Kol Tashmisha. Memela, it does not include the stores. Or in the case of the woodsheds or the brichos, it won't be included, even though he wrote Kol Tashmisha, because Elimitz are now is only going back on the first clause of Beis Abad. However, if he wrote the following, he wrote Ilan Mitzorne Beis Abad V'chol Tashmishav. He put the Ilan Mitzorne first, and then he put the Beis Abad V'chol Tashmishav. Then I say that the Ilan Mitzorne is going on both the Beis Abad and Kol Tashmishav, and then in fact it will include these extra closets which don't have a primary or sole function only for the Beis Amerchatz. It will be included. The Rashbam himself says, I don't like this pshat. I like the other pshat we said. And the reason I don't like it is because it really doesn't make a difference where you put the words Ilu Mitzarne. Either you put it in the beginning, you put it at the end. It's the same thing. It's going on both. I don't see a chilek. And therefore, the Rashbam learns the other pshat. Continues the next Mishnah. Now we're discussing what happens if one person sells another, a city, an entire city. And again, he wrote it stam. He didn't write what's included in the city. So now we have a machlaikis, the marach and the lekeach. The marach says, I sold you less. The lekeach says, you sold me more. What exactly is included? Says the Mishnah. Hamoich resayir, somebody who sells a city, mochar batim. Of course, he sold all the structures, the houses. The Rashbam says that it goes without saying that the Mishnah doesn't even state it, but of course, he sold the chatzeros. The Rashbam says, the second wide line of the Rashbam, the ear, mashma avira ear. And before that, the Rashbam says, the hainu ikar ear. And as when a person is selling a city, the Rashbam is saying he's selling the land expanse of the city. It's not the main thing, the structures of the city. Perhaps the structures are here today, gone tomorrow. But the land mass, that's what he's saying. So, of course, the Mishnah didn't even have to state that he's selling the Chatzeiros. That's a given. But he's also included in that. He's including the structures of the houses. He's also including Boirois, the pits, Shechin, the ditches, Umaris, the caves, the vaults, Mechatzois, the bathhouses, Vishoifchois, the dovecotes, Beis Habadin, the oil press, Ubeis HaShalchin. Beis HaShalchin are fields outside the city. Exactly what fields these are discussing, we will see later in the Gemara. It's interesting. The Gemara is going to say that it could be it's gardens that are in the city and outside of the city. The Tosfos over here, Divrei HaMaskil, Misavrat, points out an interesting thing that we know from Masechta Moed Katan, the Beis HaShalchin is always compared to Beis HaBaal. Beis HaBaal is a piece of land which rainwater makes the produce grow. And Beis HaShalchin, there's not enough rain there. They have to irrigate it. Yet here in our Gemara, we're going to use Beis HaShalchin with a different terminology. Tosfos wants to know why. And Tosfos says because Nageya Ar Halacha of selling a city, that distinction that we have in Masechta Moed Katan and perhaps throughout Shas does not play a difference whether it's irrigated, whether it's rain that comes. That won't make a chilek legabi what kind of field I'm selling to you. What it could make a chilek is it a garden or is it a plot of land to grow produce? That we'll see later in the Gemara, exactly what the Beis HaShalch means. But Tosh is just pointing out, it doesn't have the regular understanding of a Beis HaShalch is as we find elsewhere in Shas. That's all included. What's not included? Of Elias Metaltlin. But movable items, as the Rashbam explains, Kegoin, Taner Vichirayim, different kinds of stoves, ovens, and Koshken Chitu Sari, wheat and barley, those are not included. Ubizman Sha'amr Loi, he, v'chol mash b'toicha, but if he put into the shtar, I'm selling you the city and everything that's in it, afilo hoyu bo behem of avodim, even animals and avodim, hare kula mechurim, they're all sold. The Gemara is going to explain, what's the afilu? It's mashma that for some reason I would think that avodim are not included in metaltlu, l'chaira, avodim are 90, they move around. So what's the filu that a filu avodim and behemoths are included if he wrote kol mashir b'toicha, everything that's in the city? We'll see that in the Gemara. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel is going to argue in the Tanakhama. In what point? Hamoicher esayir, mocher esah, santer, a person who sold the city also sells the santer. What is santer? We'll see in the Gemara. But the fact is the Tanakhama holds he did not sell the santer. Rav Shimon Gamliel argues and says he whatever santer means, we'll see two pshatim in the Gemara. He did sell the santer. Begins the Gemara. Omar le Rav Acha, Bered Rav Avila Rav Ashi, Shamat Mino, Avdik Metaltel Adami. We see from our Mishnah that an Eved has a din of Metaltel. Explains the Rashbam. That we know in the Torah that an Eved has a loch of Karka. In fact, a Eved is Nimchar, Bekesa, Rishtar, Chazaka. The same kinyanim that you make on a karka, you make on an eved. Because we learned, Rashbam brings down the pasuk, v'snachaltem oisam, that it's a nachla, just like karka is an inheritance you give over from one generation to the other. So to an eved has the same din as karka. So what does the Gemara mean that we say avdik metaltla? So the Rashbam brings down that later in the Masechta we have a shaila, loshen b'nei adam. When people talk, when people sell things, and they say, I'm selling you karka. Does that mean I'm also selling you my avodim? Because eved hukshel karkos ben atayra? What's the lashon b'nei adam as far as eved is concerned? So the Gemara later in the Masechta remains with a question. We don't know what people really mean when they say karka. Do they mean to include eved or not? Or is eved have a din of metaltel? So Frank, the Gemara, why do we bring a rye from our Mishnah that an eved has a din of metaltlin, belosh b'nei adam? Why? The ikim a karka dummy, if eved, belosh b'nei adam, as people speak, had a din of karka, nizdab ben agav masa, so if I'm selling you the city, what's my main idea of selling you a city? As we said, the whole expanse of land, that's what I'm selling you. So if eved in losh b'nei adam is karka, then el chayra, I should have in das that I'm selling you my avadam as well. And if the Mishnah says not like that, that avodim are not included, l'chari you have a right that avodim are metaltalin, and that's why they're not part of the sale. So the Gemara says no. Ve'ela my avdik metaltal dami. Okay, let me take the way you're coming to this question. You hold that the Mishnah means that eved is metaltal dami. I'll ask you a question. Ihochi, as the Bach puts in, my afilu. What's the afilu over here? The Mishnah says, if I wrote in kol mashu b'taycha, afilu avodim are included. Is the haraya from the way the Mishnah used the word afilu, that avodim are not considered metaltalit. And therefore, I would have thought that maybe they have a different halacha. Even avodim, which are not metaltalin, they're included. How else do you learn the word avodim? How else do you learn the word afilu? What's the afilu? Elamai Islachomer, if you hold Avda Belash Benayar Bezmetaltum, how are you going to learn the word in the Mishnah Filu? Shiny be metaltal the naidi, me metaltal the lineite. There's a difference between a metaltal and a movable object where a person can move. But if you don't touch it, it stays on the table unless someone moves it. But an Evet, even if I say he's metaltalin, but he has his own mind, and he can decide to move himself. So that's why I had to say a filu. Even such a metaltlin which moves by itself is also included. So Mela, once you who hold Evid is metaltlin, you have to come on to that pshat. So I fill a tame of the kimakarka dummy. Even if I'll go depalosh b'yadam and Evid does have a din of karka, just like an Evid has a hukshalakar kosmanat toira. That's the way people speak it well. So shiny be mekarka deny it, le mekarka deloy deny it. That, your question was, why is an Evid not included? If he's karka, the answer is because he's a movable karka. So male movable karka is not included. If you wrote kol mashu b'toicha in the city, whatever's in it, then it includes even a movable karka. So your kasha on me from the Mishnah, your raya that you want to bring that Evid's metaltalin is not a raya. We could learn Evid's karka, and yet there's an afilu, a movable one is included, and that's why even if an Evid's karka without kol mashu b'toicha, he will not be included in regular karka that does not nayid, that does not move. Continues. The Gemara explained the next part of the Mishnah of Shimon Gamliel Loimer, HaMoicher HaSeir, Mocher HaSanter. A person who sells a city is selling the Santer. The Tanakhama disagrees, not selling the Santer. My Santer. Ask the Gemara, what is a Santer? Hocha, here in Babel, Tirguma, they explained it, Bar Mechandan Nisa. He's a clerk, he's a Evid, that's hired, he's used by the mayor of the city, and he is the town clerk. He is the surveyor, and he shows people. The word Bachamanisa means he shows. You come to the town clerk and say, "Where I have a dispute with my friend, where our boundaries end." He says, "Let me look up. We took a survey. Your boundary ends right here." He settles all the disputes about land in the city because he knows exactly. He shows them where the boundary is. So when I sell a city, the Tanakhama holds, I don't include the Eved, who is the town clerk, even though he's indispensable, but he's movable. And that's why the Tanakhama holds, unless I wrote Kol Mashu B'Toicha, he's not included. However, if Shimon Gamliel holds, no, that when I sell a city, automatically I have in mind to sell the town clerk, because he's indispensable to the proper functioning and running of the city. Shimon ben Aftulmus Oimer, he disagrees. And he says, you know what Santer means? Buggy are the fields that are outside of the city, around the city. So we have two pshatim in what the word santer means, and we have a machlokes Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Gamliel, if it's included in the sale or not. So now the Gemara says, there's a big difference between these two pshatim. Mandi amar bar machmanisa, according to the first pshat, that it means a town clerk. So Rav Shimon Gamliel holds it sold, kol shchein bagi. If I hold a person who's able to move around, that he's considered part of the sale of the kark of the city. So koshken bagi. So for sure, the fields that grow things outside of the city, they're included in the city. They're considered part of the jurisdiction of the city. If an evet is, so then kal v'chaymer, a piece of karka. But Mandiyomar Bagi, but the Mandiyomar that says Santer is the outside field. Avalbar Mechmanisa Loy Mizdabin. According to him, even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, who holds that Santer, the outside fields, are part of the sale, that's because they're karka. But an Eved who's not part, who's metaltalin, he will not be part of the sale, even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. And now the Gemara is going to try to prove different proofs. Who's right in this machloikis, whether Santer is Bagi or Santer is the town clerk? Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, Beis Abadim, the place where they press the oil, Ubeis HaShalchan, and the Beis HaShalchan, and we didn't know exactly what Beis HaShalchan means, Savrua, the Bnei Yeshiva were of their opinion, my Shalchan, Bagi. You know what Shalchan means? Shalchan is another word for Bagi. How does outside fields of the city, how does that come to the word shalchan? The Rashbam says that it's necessary to send water outside to irrigate, to give water, to make the field grow. That's how shalchan is related. The word shalchan, sending rain to make the sada grow. So bagi, a sada, has a nickname which is called Shalchan. So now let's analyze the Machloikas Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Bishloim Elamandi Yomer Bar Machnisa. If I say Santer means a town clerk, so now I understand the Machloikas very well. Omer Tanakam Bagi Mizdabni Bar Machnisa Loi Mizdabni. So the Tanakam held what's included in a city, only a field, which is Shalchan. But the town clerk, a human being, who's movable on his own volition, he can move around, he's not part of the sale. The usher of Shimon Gamliel, Meimar, Philip Bar Machnisa, non Mizdavid. So Shimon Gamliel comes along and says, no, that a human being is also, even a human being, but he's indispensable to the running of the city, he's also included. So I understand very well the machlaikis between the Tanakama and Shimon Gamliel. El Olamandi Omar, Bagi. But if you're going to learn that Santer is Bagi, so Tanakama Nami Achikamar. So what's the machlokes for Shimon Gamliel and Tanakama? What did the Tanakama say? The Tanakama said that Beis HaShalchan is included. How did we explain Beis HaShalchan? We explained that it's Bagi. And what are you telling me Santer means? You're telling me Santer is also Bagi. So what's the machlokes Tanakama for Shimon Gamliel? Tanakama says Bagi is included. And Shimon Gamliel says Bagi is included. The only thing is, Tanakama used the word Beis HaShalchan, and Rav Shimon Gamliel used the word santer. But both Beis HaShalchan and santer mean buggy. So what's the machlokes? So l'chaira, it would seem a raya to the Mandi Yomer who says that santer is a town clerk. So then it's very good. Tanakama said shalchan, that's included, that's buggy. But a town clerk is not included. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, even a town clerk is included. Then I understand the machlokes. But if santer means buggy, I don't understand what they're arguing about. They both hold it's good. And for the Gemara, me savret my shalchan bagi. Do you then hold that shalchan is bagi? Loi, my shalchan ginu naisa. It's other kinds of fields. It's not the fields directly outside the city, but rather these are gardens. And these gardens are considered more of a chelik of the city than the bagi. Because these gardens are, as the Rashbam explains, they're made for people to take relief from their daily pressures. They go latayel, they go walking over there, and they function like a house. Just like a person moves around this house, he goes into these parks and these gardens in order to relax and move about. So they for sure are considered part of the city. Bagi are already fields where things grow, but they're not areas of leisurely relaxation and mobility of people. So I could hold Gunanisa is part of the sale of the city, and Bagi is not. So if I learn that Beis HaShalchan means Ginunaisa, then I can understand the Machlaikis, even if I learn that Santer is Bagi. Your whole problem if Santer's Bagi, then the Tanakam is saying the same thing? No. Tanakam is speaking about gardens where people relax and move around. And Bagi refers to fields where things grow. Why do I call Ginanaisa Shalchan? Shenemar shiluchayich pardes remoinim. Your fields, which are sent, we'll soon explain what that means, that they're sent, they are an orchard of pomegranates. Explains the Rashbam, because what do they send out? Two lines from the bottom of the Rashbam. Ganois hamashachin peiros b'chol shana. A whole year round, they give forth, they send forth their fruit. That's why these gardens, which have fruit in them, are called beis hashalchin. So now it's very good. The Tana Kama holds the only thing that's included is good and nicer. Avol bagi loim izdabni. But regular fields outside the city are not in part of the sale. Also, Rav Shimon Gamliel Meimer. Rav Shimon Gamliel argues and he says, afilu bagi nami mizdabni. The bagi are also sold. So it'll come out a different machloikis. Ikki the Yamri, some hold, savrua, that the B'nai Yeshiva started off with the premise that my shalchan good and nicer. According, there's two pshatim here. According to the first pshat, they started out thinking that shalchan is a buggy. According to this pshat, no. They started out thinking that shalchan is the gardens where people stroll around leisurely. So now, we're going to have a kasha, and we're going to give a teretz, but in a different way. Bish, loyma lamandi armar, buggy. If I learned that santer of Reb Shimon Gamliel is buggy, those outsides of the city fields. So now I understand it very well. Armar Tanakama gudu naisim is dabin. Tanakama said these gardens where people stroll are sold, but buggy loyma is dabdi. Buggy are not sold. Because they're not an integral part of the city as the strolling gardens. Vos Reb Shimon Gamliel amemer. Reb Shimon Gamliel comes and argues, and he says, afilu bagi misdabni. The bagi are also sold, as we turn to the Samach Chesam and Beis. So that makes sense. El mandi omer bar mechunaisa. But if you say santer means a town clerk, so now, wait a second, you made a jump. Why? Omar Tanakama gudunaisa. The Tanakama says that gardens are good. However, bagi are not good. Umahadale Rav Shimon Gamliel bar mechunisa. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says a town clerk is also included. As the Rashbam explains, if you learn that Beis HaShalchan means these gardens of leisure where people stroll, then actually it comes out we're discussing three inyanim in our discussion here. One is going to nice the gardens. The other is buggy, these fields that are outside the city where things grow. And the third one is the town clerk. So if the Tanakama held that the only thing that's part of the Mechira is what? Is good and nice, the parks where people stroll. So when Rav Shimon Gamliel argues, why does Rav Shimon Gamliel go to the other extreme about town clerks? What about the middle thing? The buggy. Buggy is karka, but it's not as an integral part of the town as the good and nice. So why does Rav Shimon Gamliel say, I disagree with you with Tanakama, and I hold even a town clerk? What happened to the middle stage? What happened to the thing that's not such a chiddush, which is the buggy? Why didn't he say, I hold buggy is? I hold buggy and a town clerk are included in the sale. Ask Tosfos on Ahmed Aleph, at the bottom Tosfos, Omer Tanakama Bagi, asked Tosfos, well, I don't understand what's bothering the Gemara. He went to an extreme, but in the extreme he's including the middle stage. If Rav Shimon Gamliel, if the Tanakama holds that the only thing that's part of the Mechira is the most integral area of a park, a leisurely park, that's part of a city. The other two I hold are not part of the city. The outside fields and the town clerk, not part. So if Rav Shimon Gamliel says that even the town clerk, a movable human being, is part of the sale, then for sure he's arguing on the Tanakama as far as the middle thing, which is the buggy, the fields outside the city. So what's wrong with what he said, that he went to the other extreme? Says Tosfos that if, in fact, he was arguing on two points against Rav Shimon Gamliel, both in buggy and in town clerk, then he should have said that beferish. If he didn't say it beferish, it would indicate that he's only arguing on one thing. And how is it possible that he's only arguing on one thing? That would only be possible if the argument was solely about buggy and not about town's clerk. So that's the Gemara's kasha right now. you're speaking about Ginnonaisa. What should I have responded with Buggy? And instead I respond with Santer. So it must be that Santer itself means Buggy. We can't say the pshat that you're saying. So the Gemara says, Mi Savrat, my Shalchan Ginnonaisa. Your whole kash is because you think Shalchan of the Tanakama is these leisurely parks. Loi, my shalchan buggy. I'll tell you that shalchan means buggy. Really, I'll tell you that santer does mean town clerk. Why am I jumping two jumps? The answer is, I'm not jumping two jumps. I'm only jumping one jump. Because the Tanakhama wasn't speaking about gardens, the Tanakhama was speaking about buggy. And he held, the Tanakhama held, Avo Bar Mechaneso, Loi Mizdabin, a town clerk is not sold. The Asur Rishim Gamlula Meimer, that Philip Bar Mechaneso, Nam Mizdabin. And Rishim Gamlula says that even a town clerk is also sold. So you could learn that Santer means a town clerk. They're only arguing about one thing, not two things, because Shalchan does not mean gardens, it means buggy. And Tanakam holds that buggy is good, and town clerk is not part of the Mechira. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that even a town clerk is also part of the Mechira. So in summary, it would come out that if Santer means the surrounding fields buggy, then Shalchan must mean the gardens. That's according to the first pshat of the Gemara. If Santer means the town clerk, then Shalchan must mean the surrounding fields. That's according to the second Lashon. And it comes out that according to the first Lashon, the Tanakhama holds that gardens, Ginnonaisa, are included in the sale. Surrounding fields, Bagi, are not included. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that even surrounding fields are included. But both agree that, according to the first pshat, that a town clerk is not part of the Mechira. According to the second, the Ikkari Amri, the second Lashon, then it comes out that everybody holds that gardens are sold. The Tanakhama holds that surrounding fields are also sold, but not a town clerk. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that even the town clerk is also sold. So we don't really have a hachra in what santer means. The Gemara proceeds to try again to find a raya what the word santer means. Tashma, Rav Yehuda Omer, Rav Yehuda Shita is that santer, the Braisa says, Rav Yehuda holds that santer einoy macher. A santer is not sold, but an kulmus macher. What's an kulmus? Says the Rashbam. This was somebody hired by the king from the word kulmus, a scribe who used a quill to write down all, the Rashbam says, all the fields and houses and the people that were in this locale and how much taxes they had to pay based on what they owned. So Rabbi Yehuda says a santer is not part of the Mechira, a town's clerk, but this scribe for the king, for taxes, is part of the sale of the city. My love, the Gemara says, probably, mid the unklumis gavra, since in Klumis everybody holds as a person, santer nami gavra. So the charedis would be a ride to that sheet that holds that a santer is a town's clerk. Zakti Gemara, mid the area, what's your proof? Hakadis of Hakadis, it could be unklumis is a person, and yet santer is buggy. So it will come out that Rabbi Yehuda is saying, if santer is buggy, that a buggy, a santer, is einoy macher. It's not sold. Ask the Gemara, Mimot says Amr Hachi, can you then say that a santer, meaning buggy, is not sold? We see in the Seifa of that Braisa, which Rabbi Yehuda is still saying, that Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that a buggy is sold. Vaktani Seifa. Avaloi Shireh. We'll see later in the Gemara what Shireh means. It's remnants. And it's not included, says Rabbi Yehuda, in the sale of a city. V'loi ben Isaiah means that not any surrounding small villages. V'loi Charshin amuktsin law. The Rashbam says that the word Charshin we find in Yecheskel is a yar, is a forest. And any of the forests that are muktsin, they are set aside for the use of the city. V'loi Bivrin and not enclosure, shal chayev, shal loif, shal dogim. Of wild animals and the birds and fish are not part of the city. Vamrina Maishai Rao. And we question, what are the remnants? What does it refer to? Bizli. Then we ask, my Bizli, what's Bizli? Amar Rababa, Piskei Bagi. These are fields outside the city, but they're detached from the rest by, the Rashbam says, by, a rocky ground that is between them and the city. So they're not part of the sale because they are removed and as a separation with the rocky ground. So I can make a diuk that piske bagi hudula mizdabani. It's this separated pieces of ground. There was a large a track of land, and next to that large land were these little pieces that were separated with the rocky ground in between. That's what's not sold as part of the city. But when you have a land that is next to a city that's not detached, not removed, that is included. So in the beginning, you're telling me that Rabbi Yudol Santer Einemacher. And what Santer? You're saying maybe Santer means Bagi. So Rabbi Yudol's Bagi is not sold, and according to the end of the Mishnah, comes out that only when there's rocky ground in between, then those Piskei Bagi are not sold, but regular Bagi are sold. It's a Stira. The Gemara says, Eipach, flip it around. Rabbi Yudol Eimer Santer Macher and Klumas Einemacher. Not like Rabbi Yehuda said the way we added that Santer ain't a macher and Kulmas macher. The opposite. Santer is macher and Ankulmas is not macher. So now everything works out well. I could say Santer is Bagi and Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that Santer Bagi is macher, which will come out that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Bagi is macher, which will be the shita that we had in our Mishnah of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Umi Motzis Amrat. And as if you hold that Santer means Bagi. So it means the Tanakam holds that Bagi is not sold. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that it is sold. Umi Motzis Amrat that Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, it'll come out that if we make the flip, and we'll say to Rabbi Yehuda says that Santer is Macher, it means Bagi is Macher, that's like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Sriolay, for Rabbi Yehuda Karabon Sriolay, I have a fair Shariah that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda holds like the Rabbanan. Diktani say because we learned in the Sefer, Avaloi Shirel, Veloi Benoi Sel. And he did not sell the remnants, and he did not sell the villages. Ve'ilu Rav Shimon Gamliel, Omer Macher Seir, Macher Benoi Sel. Rav Shimon Gamliel Shita is, not like Rav Yehuda just said, that you didn't include the villages around the city. You do include the villages according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Sani we learned in the Braitza, Hamoicher Seir, Loi Macher Benoi Sel. Tanakam holds, you did not include the villages. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Omer Hamoicher Seir, Macher Benoi Sel. That you did include the villages. So how can you tell me that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that Santer is Bagi and Bagi is part of the sale when we see that he does not hold like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel concerning B'nai Se'ah? Oh, the Gemara answers, that's not a problem. Rabbi Yehuda sovereign like Avasei B'chada. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel concerning Santer equals Bagi and Bagi is part of the Mechira like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel against the Tanakama. Upolgale B'chada. And he argues on him in one that will be B'nai Se'ah. According to the Rav Shimon Gamliel, B'nai Se'ah are included. And Rabbi Yehuda held the Shita different than Rav Shimon Gamliel held, like the Rabbanan, that B'nai Se'ah are not included. So I could say that Santer means Bagi, and yet I would be able to work out the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that in one thing he held like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and the other thing he did not. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part, the final part of the Mishnah, V'loi bivrin shel chayv shel loiv shel dagim. This is the Gemara here is explaining the Braisa that we just had above, in the words of Rabbi Yehuda, is not explaining our Mishnah on Amud Aleph, but the Braisa here on Amud Beis, where it said that bivrin of chaya, oifus, and dagim, enclosures of wild animals, birds, and fish, are not included in the sale of a city. Ask the Gemara, and I'll ask you a steer from another Braisa. If there were villages, they're not part of the sale of the city. If one part of the city was in the sea, in other words, there was a separation between half of the city and the other half of the city, either by water, one had to cross either over a bridge or over with a boat from one part of the city to the other. But the other part, the island part that was separated from the rest of the city by water, was called by name after the landmass on the other side of the water. Or the two parts of the city were separated by uninhabited land. Or there was a half of the city, and then came uninhabited land, and then another half of the city, which was called after the original city. Or there was bivrim shel chayv shel loiv shel dagim, there were enclosures of wild animals, birds, and fish. Harei elu nimcharnima. That's a stira. You told me in Rabbi Yehuda that loy bivrim shechayv shalav shal dogim, and there we see in that price that they are included as part of the sale. The Gemara says loy kasha. This is not difficult. Ha denagia kahi legav. This is where the bivrin have their opening towards the city. If they have an opening towards the city, those enclosures, then they're sold with the city. The Hadanagir Kayila bar. But here, the opening of the enclosures open away from the city. Then they're not considered part of the city. I asked the Gemara of Okotani, we learned above in the Brisa, Veloya Sechorshina Muksin law, that a forest that has the trees designated set aside for usage by the city, which l'chayra means also that it's muktzin law that the entrance of the forest will be towards the opening will be towards the city, and yet you say it's not part of the city. So how could you be mechalik here and say that if the enclosure has a opening towards the city, it is included? We see by the chorsh, by the forest, it's not included. So the Gemara says, "Hey, masei amuktzin haymena, not amuktzin law, not it that the opening will be towards the city, but by those forests, it is set aside. The opening is away from the city, and that's why it's not included in the city. Einachanami, if it was towards the city, then it would be have the same halacha as bivrin that have an opening towards the city, and it would be included in the sale. This ends the discussion of Hamoicher as Sa'ir, and B'siyata Rishmaya, tomorrow Shir, we will go through Hamoicher as Hasode, what is included when a person's stum sells a field and does not designate exactly what is part of that mechira.